Your Wedding Your Way, number 16. Checking the list. Everyone, how you doing? Good to be back with you. It's kind of been a while. I've been busy and trying to keep on top of things, but I think it's been a little over a week, and I'm sorry about the delay, but life has just been crazy. So have you gone to DestinationFlavor.com and checked out the Splenda Flavor Blends? Have you seen what they have on their website? Have you tried it for yourself? They're delicious and they'll really transform your coffee, so I suggest you give it a try if you're a coffeeer. If not, try it in some of your recipes. They're really fabulous. And it stops two steps. You don't have to do the sugar or the vanilla. So go ahead and get to it. Go bake and have some fun. And have you gone to themasthead.podshow.com and checked out the Marie Claire video podcast? I think you'll really find them interesting. The last one was about the first ever fashion shoot at the United Nations. It shows you some behind-the-scenes looks at the hair and makeup for the models, and there's also some interview with a famous fashion photographer, Neil Kirk. He's the one who did the fashion shoot. So go on over to The Masthead with Marie Claire. You can find it at themasthead.podshow.com, and they had four different episodes, and I think you'll like them all. Now on to our show. Checking the list. What does that make you think of? Christmas time? Santa's coming? Leanne, it's February. It's too early to think of Christmas. No, I'm thinking of your registry. Are you registered for your registry? That's kind of crazy, being registered for the registry, huh? Actually, there are many lists when you're in wedding planning. There are lists for your flowers, there's lists for the bridesmaids, there's lists for getting all your wedding trousseau together, there's lists for the honeymoon. The lists just go on, they're endless. Jewelry to buy and on and on. The jewelry that you need to purchase for the wedding rings, as far as making sure that they're polished and shine just before the wedding so they sparkle their best. So it is a endless thing with lists when you're doing wedding planning and when you're preparing for your own personal wedding. The list is even a little more important, shall we say? Anyway, this list we're talking about, like I said, is the bridal registry. There are many ways to view this list of bridal registry. Some people view it as rude or brash. They think that it's presumptuous of a bride to go out and register for gifts that she wants to get and tell them what she thinks they should buy for her. That's kind of difficult for some people to handle, especially if they're of the old school. Because it used to be that you were invited to the wedding, you took the time to figure out what this bride or groom was all about, and that if you were invited to the wedding, you should know them well enough to know what kind of things she would like for a wedding gift. So some people who are older, sometimes, I must admit, it's a little difficult when some girls just go overboard with their registry to handle that. Some people think that they would rather have you just give them a list of your colors for your house, putting down that my bedroom is going to be sage green and red, and then they go out and look for things for you for your bedroom in that shade. Other people think that it takes away from the surprise of the gift, because if people put down on the registry what they want, then they kind of have an idea of what they're going to be getting. And there's still a lot of surprise involved in the registry issue, but some people just really have a problem with that because they want it to be something from their heart and they want to have put a lot of thought into it. And if they're just going to the registry, it's like, well, you know, ABC, check the one you want and get that and go. Some of your guests might also feel that it limits them to the gift that they can give, and they feel that if it's on the registry, that it might not be as appreciated. Your gifts may also be in a higher price point than some people are willing to pay, or able to pay, shall we say. Sometimes couples go out and they go into the local big box store, say Bed Bath & Beyond or Target, and they go through and they list these knives that cost hundreds of dollars and the most expensive china and the most expensive this and the KitchenAid mixer, which are all wonderful and fabulous. And if you have people who have enough money that they can buy that for you, awesome. But that makes people sometimes feel like they can't really afford to buy you what you want. And so then they're stuck not being able to get a present that they would feel comfortable giving. So that might be something you want to really put your mind to, as to whether having a registry list would limit your guests or make them feel uncomfortable, or if it's something that you don't think is a problem. I know when my brother was getting married years ago, I was just a young, well, I wasn't young still, but I was a newlywed, and I couldn't really afford the things that were on his list, and it made me feel kind of uncomfortable because, I mean, spending $100 for a knife, you give him one knife for his wedding present, well, that didn't really seem quite wonderful to me in the way of presents. Now, it might have really mattered to him, and it might have seemed like a really important gift, but it just didn't cut it for me. Ha ha, cut it, knife, get it? Anyway, another way to look at the registry side of things is that it's easier for your guests. Some guests that you have coming to your wedding are busy. They've got, well, everybody's busy anymore, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or whether you are working and trying to keep the house together. Everybody's busy. So it makes it easier for them. They can just go to the store or go on the website and order it online. Boom, have it shipped to them, package it, and then they're ready to go. It also gives them a set price range for, okay, I'm looking for gifts within the $50 range. So they kind of scan your list and find out the different things that are available that haven't been taken and can purchase that way. And the other thing is, it also helps them to assure that they're going to get you something that you want. And it also helps to keep them from giving you a duplicate present, which is always a concern when you're giving presents to newlyweds, because if they're having a large wedding, then they're going to be getting a lot of gifts. And if they get 5 of the same set of towels, then that makes it difficult for the bride, not difficult, but just she has to do a lot of running to take the towels back and get them exchanged and get something else to replace them. So it can make it easier for the guests to have a bridal registry. You just have to decide. Another thing about registering is it does make it easier if perhaps there's a glitch with the computer and you do get a duplicate, or you get something that's real similar and there's something that you did not get and you would just really love to have, so you could take back a couple of the presents that someone else gave you that were lower down on your priority list and exchange them for something that was higher on the priority list. Now, for those of you who are new to this whole registry thing, let's discuss a little bit how the process happens. Normally, it should be a rather painless process. You go into your store. Some of the stores that you can go into and have registry done are, as I've already mentioned, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target. There's Pottery Barn, Williams & Sonoma, if you're really into cooking. Linens & Things, Crate & Barrel. These are all places that are really convenient. Lots of times they can do it online also. They don't even have to go down to the store to get the item that they want to get. I will tell you this right off the bat, though. If you are registering, I highly recommend you stay away from Macy's. We have had so much bad experience when it comes to doing bridal registry with Macy's. The people are rude. They don't seem to really know how to do the registry. And it's been nothing but a difficult process. So for you couples who are just starting out in the registry process, I would highly recommend you stay away from Macy's. It is not worth your time or your effort. I think you will most likely end up walking away disillusioned. Now, I hope that some of you who have been there haven't had the sour feelings or taste that we've gotten in our mouth from the process with them, but word to the wise. So here's how you do it. You go into the store, you tell them, "Hey, I'm gonna get married." And they know exactly what to do. They hand you and your husband-to-be this paper that you fill out your little information, who you are, where you're going to live, things like that, your email address, and then they hand you these little scanner guns, and you go around the store together and you scan things that you like, and boop, 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 it goes onto your little list, and then it is stored into their computer. And then your guests who are invited to your wedding, who are wanting to purchase you a gift, just go into their local Bed Bath & Beyond store or Target, and they just go to the computer and they print it up, and they have a whole list, two or three pages usually, sometimes more, depending on how crazy you go with that scanning gun. Anyway, they have pages of gifts that they know that they could give you that you would be thrilled to be receiving, and it would be something that you really want. So that's the process, basically. And then the really cool thing about it is, as people come and purchase the gifts for you, if the computer is working properly and the people purchase it through the registry section, automatically that gift is removed from your list, and the people who come in after that set of grandma and grandpas can purchase you something else and not have to worry about duplicating the gift that you have or the gift that they have. And it's also neat because after your wedding, after all the gifts have been purchased, they still keep, I would say most stores, still keep your registry on file for usually up to 6 months, maybe even a year after that, so that people who want to purchase a present maybe late, they didn't make it to the wedding, but they want to send you a present, they can still go down to the store and order something. And it makes it very convenient because even a year after, for an anniversary present or a Christmas present, if they're family, friends, and they want to add to something for your apartment, they just go down and print out your list again, and it should still be there, so they can still get you a present years later. Or a year later, we should say, anyway. So it's kind of a way to be able to continue to give gifts to someone you love and not have to worry about getting them something they don't want. Well, now, that kind of gives you two different sides of things as far as the registry goes, and that's something that you have to decide for yourself. You and your groom, or you and your bride, if this is a gentleman listening to our show, need to sit down and discuss. Will we offend some people at our wedding if we have a registry? Will most people be happy with it? I also recommend you discuss it with your mom and your in-laws. Find out, how do you feel about this? Is it something that bothers you? Possibly ask some of your girlfriends or friends who've gotten married and say, did you get anybody who was against the thought of registry? So you can make the decision for yourself. You have to weigh it. Is it more a yes that we should register because it would be more convenient? Or is it a no because I'd like to be surprised and have people put thought and effort into what to give me? Well, we're going to keep this show short today, and I just wanted to get over a few brief comments on the registry list. And next week I'm going to try and discuss budgets. There's so many ifs, ands, or buts when it comes to where to put your money when you're doing a wedding. So we're just going to try and discuss some different ways that you might want to handle your money when it comes to the wedding and the planning. Well, until we speak again, may this day and all to come be blessed by God's love. Bye.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.